Stop joining bandwagons of grievances loaded with closed valve, disconnected beans. Flow your energy to what you do want, and then affect the whole. And stop talking about your illness and causing your body to degenerate even more. Start talking about how your body is rejuvenating and open your valve to allow it. And stop with the issues game. Having issues is nothing but an excuse to stay in negative vibrations. Don't yearn. It's just a negative awareness that you don't have something. And stop thinking that there's anything outside of you that is making or can make a difference. Don't be afraid to look at something you don't want. Look at it from all angles. Then charge up your wanting or your intending. And don't justify your feelings with a, I'm right and you're wrong, even though that may be the case. That closes your valve and plugs up the flow of higher energies to all other areas of your life. Remember, you plug up one, you plug up all. And don't regret anything. Oh, that's exceptionally heavy negative flow. And never, ever start a new project, a business or adventure, undertaking, activity, relationship, or anything before scripting it and flowing some excited, passionate energy to it for a good long time. Remember, don't think it, feel it. Don't think your reactions, feel them. And then get off your case. If you goof up, so what? Just decide to change it. And please quit trying to find yourself. Begin instead to allow yourself. A grand life is your right. You are your life. Therefore, you are your right. And don't ever forget, you are not Joe or Sally. You are not a carpenter or a secretary. You are a force of life. Act like it. Become it. Don't give up. Don't you ever give up. Now, here are the major do's. Allow yourself time in each day to dream, desire, and imagine, and intend, and want, and time to flow energy to them all. Flow energy to them all. Flow energy to them all. Whenever you're feeling less than good, stop and regain your balance. And find a way to feel a little better, then a little better, and then still even a little better. Every feel better that you get to is a raise in vibration. And use everything you know to flip switch out of negative focus into any kind of a warm fuzzy. Make more statements in every day about what you want and why. Big things, little things, nonsensical things. The more wants you have, and the more you get excited about them, the more dramatically your energy will flow. And make more decisions in every day about your mood and your safety and your work and your relationships, your parking places, your shopping. Just like with wants, decisions summon the energy and provide outlets. And ask yourself constantly, how am I flowing my energy? How am I flowing my energy? And give more time to your subject and get off the fact that it hasn't happened yet. It's forming, it's happening, it's on its way. Believe it. Talk tenderly to yourself every day, out loud. And watch for clues that things are happening. Watch for concurrent events and for synchronicity. And keep writing outrageous new scripts. And pay attention to how you're feeling. Replace your things to do list with a things to feel list. Find new ways to feel a little better every day. Be creative, be inventive, be outrageous. But find those new ways to feel a little better every day. And pat yourself on the back for every perceived obstacle you've created, because without them, you can't know what you want. Then think only about what you want instead of the lack of it. and accept once and for all that you are the creator of your experience. And start your day with the intent to look for positive aspects about everything and everybody. Then intend to find them. And ignore how someone else is flowing their energy and pay attention to your own, only your own. Remember that nothing but nothing is more important than feeling good, even if it's just feeling a little bit better. Start small to flip switch from a negative to a positive vibration, and soon that small thought will gain the momentum necessary to launch you into a major feel-good. And then expect your wants. Expect them. And learn to turn on at will, no matter how you choose to do it. When you turn on, you open your valve, you lower your resistance, you vibrate positively, and you attract positively. And stay alert to how you're feeling. You know, you do that and all the rest of this will be easy. And please stay out of the past. It doesn't exist. And become aware of the feeling tones you roam around with all day long, from dawn to lights out. Stay awake. Become aware. Then live in the feeling place of your want every day, just for a few seconds even. Or just live in feel good and watch how fast your wants come. If you wake up feeling great, pump it. If you wake up feeling lousy, change it. And calm down, relax, soften up, get natural, be closer to you. Then ferret out that beautiful sweetness deep within you and find it and feel it and allow it and fan it, male or female. We all have it. And listen for your guidance and then act. Never, never act before. And follow your impulses. That's your guidance. And learn to look at contrast without having to cross the line into negative resistance. And practice flowing appreciation to anything, to street signs, to brick buildings, to red lights, or other outdoor objects as you're driving around.